The Sapphire Portal. Written by Ian Irvine and read by Grant Cartwright.
Proud of yourself, Chronicler, said Rilke.
After half a day as prisoners in the Murdrons' camp and lengthy secret talks between Rilke and their captors, he and Leon had been returned to the construct. Its power controller crystal had already been removed to ensure that it could not be operated, and the construct searched to make sure there were no spares. Leon flushed. His earlier daring rescue of Rilke had been utterly negated by last night's failure.
How does it feel to single-handedly turn victory into defeat?
Rilke said disgustedly.
To give my construct to the enemy and lose the war we stood to win.
You know I'm not a man of action, yet
you can say that again. But Scald was on the verge of collapse. You only had to whack him.
I hit him twice while you were wrestling him, but...
And then you knocked me unconscious.
Even in Scald's gravely weakened state, he had been more than a match for Leon. There was no point saying that, either.
I'm sorry, said Leon. I failed you. Again?
Rilke said relentlessly.
What are you...
Rilke put a finger to his lips.
Someone's coming.
The construct quivered as a group of Murdron climbed the ladder, led by a senior susmagiz and a group of artisans, and entered the cabin. The susmagiz, a pipe-thin, flat-headed fellow who looked as though he were half-human and half-snake, examined the controls, while the artisans opened every door and compartment and noted what was inside. 2 hours later, after they were gone, High Commander Durthix entered, along with the Majiz, Dagog, a repulsive little man who stank of rotten meat.
Well, Durthix said to Rilke. You need my cooperation, said Rilke, folding his arms.
He was a half-head taller than Durthix and broader across the shoulders, and Durthix did not like it. In the Murdron army, size mattered. Durthix gave a derisive snort.
You have no pilot capable of flying this craft,
Rilke added,
and you can't complete your true purpose without it.
Durthix started.
Why do you say that?
Tian is gravely ill, burned inside, and will never fly again. Malenti does not have the strength to fly a construct, and neither does any other pilot on Santhanar save myself. You need my aid, and you need it now. The Majiz whispered.
High Commander, don't let him speak.
Durthix waved Dagog to silence.
Lyrium is imprisoned in a fortress without doors or windows. She will be hostage for your good behavior, Rilke.
Rilke stepped forwards and stood chest to chest with Durthix.
And who will be hostage for your good behavior?
How dare you!
The Majiz exploded.
High Commander!
Leon gagged. The stink of rotten meat was overpowering in the closed cabin, and it issued from every part of Dagog.
Not now, Majiz, snapped Durthix.
He stared into Rilke's eyes, but could not break his gaze. Leon sat in the background, recording everything in his perfect teller's memory. The contest, deadly though it might become, was fascinating.